AccuWeather forecast for today, mainly cloudy, windy with a chance for flurries, high only around 28. Aside from right now when they're all over the place for the Christmas season, string LED lights have been showing up more and more in businesses in the city of Racine. A conditional use permit for a small convenience store at 3425 Kinsey Avenue called for no such lighting allowed, and that got attention at the council meeting. Alderman Mike Shields voicing concern that the city was singling out this one business instead of treating all the same.
We're making an assumption they're going to be the high LED lights that will disturb the neighborhood, and I think it's unfair to make that suggestion until we see what they're going to do.
Development Director Amy Connolly noting this was not the only case of CU permit conditions, including no LED lights. You're listening to WRJN Radio at 1400 on the AM dial, but also now on FM at 98.1 in Kenosha and 99.9 in Racine. Expanded capability in the 21st century, off technology that was launched 9 decades ago, and which over the years has presented many familiar names, programs, and coverage of events. 90 years of broadcasting for WRJN Radio in Racine has included a list of announcers that would take an hour to read, and with all radio stations, morning drive is critical. In recent times, those names have included Jim Sorensen, Jim Bradley, Paul Kern, and Kurt Vollman.
The day that the Iranian hostages were taken in 1979, I just opened the phone lines up.
If you're just getting your little body out of bed and you have your car parked out on the street, well, you're going to have some ice in the windshields.
People who are on in the morning are really the most trusted because you allow us into your bedrooms.
I cannot say enough how nice it was to see everybody.
Radio segments in the old days on WRJN included Under the Clock, Opinions of the Passerby, and Lyman Marin's with You Can't Lose.
For $60, if your telephone would ring in a minute or two, would you be able to tell me the name of a steamship driven ashore at Wind Point in the storm of 1848?
WRJN's community event coverage over the years included the 4th of July parade, from Gary Sewer and Carol Briggs to Janet Hoff and Kurt Vollman and Lou Turner.
The official start of the parade.
Right, Gary, it's the official color guard and firing squad.
The Kilties themselves. We'll be able to take a listen here in a second.
Talk about that FC Johnson float.
That was spectacular.
May 25th, 1970, a man with girlfriend problems and a history with police climbed WRJN's 337-foot tower at 4201 Victory Avenue, and our general manager, Bill Gum, ordered us off the air as a safety precaution.
Just come down and we won't press any charges against you. We want to get back on the air, and we don't want to turn the power on until you're off the tower.
That tower, by the way, also serves as a vantage point for birds of prey in the neighborhood. It was an unfortunate ending, though, for one Canadian goose. Mama skunk and her babies under the front porch. That was an interesting day for the staff. And let's not forget about the bat in the front lobby. More about 90 years of WRJN Radio on tomorrow's newscast, 1926 until today, and looking toward the century mark. And this Sunday morning, December the 11th at 8 o'clock, it's a half-hour special on the 90 years of WRJN. We'll have more voices from the past. A man from Chicago is accused in Racine County of forging prescriptions for hydrocodone and then filling them at a local Walgreens. He's been charged by the DA's office with 13 counts of trying to obtain a controlled substance by fraud and 13 counts of uttering a forgery. 46-year-old Daniel DiNascenzo appearing in court to face the allegations. He reportedly filled the prescriptions at the Walgreens on Memorial Drive using a false name and the name of a doctor who practices in Milwaukee. He's scheduled to be sentenced in Milwaukee County Circuit Court next week, where he's facing similar charges. A 75-year-old Racine man is accused of second-degree sexual assault, the repeated sexual assault of a child, and 4 counts of child enticement. He allegedly assaulted 2 teenage boys in his home. One of the teens telling investigators he often helped Dennis Kurt with jobs around his home. However, the spring of 2013, he said that Kurt took him into the basement, where a pornographic video was playing on the TV, told him to take his pants off. The teen refused. Kurt touched him inappropriately, according to documents. The other teen telling police that Kurt had often allowed him and his friends to hang out in his basement, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Said after the others left, Kurt allegedly showed him pornographic videos and touched him inappropriately on about 5 occasions in the summer of 2010. 2 other boys also alleged seeing the videos in Kurt's home. Kurt is being held in the Racine County Jail and will be back in court December the 22nd. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office putting out a warning to people about a phone scam involving somebody who's impersonating a sheriff's deputy. That scammer is calling and advising the person on the phone they've missed jury duty, and they have to pay a fine, one person reportedly losing $1,000. And students and faculty at UWM are calling on school leaders to cancel the planned speech next week by the editor of Breitbart.com. Protests against his appearance next Tuesday have already begun. A group of students marched into Chancellor Mark Mohn's office yesterday demanding that speech be canceled, delivering a petition signed by more than 300 from around the campus. They also want Mohn to denounce that particular event. A 21-year-old Racine woman is charged with misdemeanor child neglect for failing to get timely treatment for her 18-month-old daughter, who was burned on a hair straightening appliance. Court documents indicate the incident happened on December 2nd. Alexandra Luckett left the hot flat iron on the floor and the child fell on it. The next day, she said that she'd asked the child's father to take the youngster to the hospital because she had things to do. She said that the girl's father brought the child home with gauze wrapped around the leg, but no instructions on follow-up treatment. Then Tuesday, the youngster was taken to Ascension Prompt Care because she had been running a fever and was coughing, and they were told to go to the emergency room. In court, Luckett pleaded not guilty to the child neglect charge and will be back for a pretrial conference next month. A hoped-for $850,000 federal grant from the Affordable Housing Loan Program has been rejected for Kenosha Shalom Center, which will have a major impact on fundraising efforts toward opening up the new shelter site on 39th Avenue. Executive Director Lynn Beast Carroll tells the Kenosha News that while they do have reserve money, it's not enough to complete the needed renovation of that new site. The Shalom Center otherwise currently operates at a location on 62nd Street at 17th Avenue, a former school building. Racine Alderman Henry Perez, no longer the executive director of the Hospitality Center. It is located in downtown Racine at 614 Main Street, next to St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Perez took over back in April as the replacement to Kevin Stewart, who was given some new duties by the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee. Taking over for Perez, effective next month, will be Seth Raymond. He's an assistant rector at Christ Church in Whitefish Bay. Perez tells the Journal Times it was a mutual parting of the ways with the diocese. It's 1 month since the big election. The U.S. Labor Department today reporting fewer Americans signed up for unemployment benefits.
Analysts call it another sign of a healthy U.S. job market. The Labor Department says weekly claims for jobless aid slid by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 258,000, while the less volatile four-week average rose by 1,000. Claims have come in below 300,000 for 92 straight weeks, the longest such streak since 1970 when the population and labor force were much smaller. The Labor Department reported last week that the economy generated a solid 178,000 jobs in November and that unemployment dropped to a 9-year low, 4.6%. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Racine's Transit and Parking Commission recommends one more year-long extension of the management contract for the Bell Urban System with First Transit, and then launching a request for proposal process next July. City Transit and Parking System Manager Mike Marley explained that the original 3-year deal with First Transit included a pair of available 1-year extensions, 3% cost increases each year. He also indicated the need for at least a 3-month window to begin the RFP process, which also has to pass muster with the Federal Transit Administration.
The FTA is, and the state of Wisconsin is very interested. They take a lot of interest in these contracts. They really like you to prove to them that you have a competitive process. I know from the files, for example, with Coach Lines, where we only had one bidder. You know, we went out and got letters from other firms explain why they didn't bid. I mean, so there's a lot of eyeballs on the process.
Meanwhile, Alderman Ray DeHaan, who drove a bus for many years, said he'd like to get into the RFP process sooner than in the past. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated to the commission the city attorney wants to redo deficient language in the next contract, and that will factor into the 6-month RFP process. The Common Council to vote on the 1-year extension of the bus management contract at its next meeting. More than 350 students eligible to be part of UW Parkside's winter commencement ceremony on Saturday, December 17th in the Sports and Activity Center. Large number of potential graduates continues a trend that spans the past 5 years, and this is the largest number of students eligible to participate in the commencement in the school's history. The commencement speaker-to-be, Hector Colon, the director of the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. Radio stations promote their programs every day as a schedule reminder. Over the 90-year history of WRJN in Racine, it's been a rather lengthy list.
Moore Jones, Downtown Racine, presents You Can't Lose.
It's Little Red Book time, friends. The latest birth reports from the two Racine hospitals.
Wake up to a Wisconsin country morning on AM 14 WRJN. Buy, sell, trade, give away, or search for a hard-to-find item, it's all possible with Tradio.
Listen to The Computer Show every Saturday at AM 14, WRJN.
It's time to shop the WRJN Radio Mall.
The best of old-time radio on AM 14, WRJN. Hosted by Stan Freeberg.
American Crime Line. Saturdays right here on Racine's local news station, AM 14 WRJN.
And this promotion for this coming Sunday, December the 11th, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's a half-hour special on the 90 years of WRJN in Racine, including many of the voices heard over the decades. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.